This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Wow.
So we heard that that Mark had 100 tapes down to 20 girls, down to 4, down to you. So what was that?
Really?
That's what he just told us.
Okay.
So what was that process like for you? Did you submit a tape and then you had to go through this whole audition process? What was it like for you?
I was, I felt the pressure because I wanted to. With the first one, I did 3 auditions altogether. So with the first one, I wasn't pressured because I thought, I got there and I realized I had the wrong text. So I thought, okay, it starts very nice. I thought, okay, it's not happening. So I just went in and I tried to memorize the text before. I had a few other people in front because we were like seeing there were other girls waiting in the waiting room. So I just let people in front of me, and just pass in front of me and just try to learn, but I couldn't, remember the whole thing. So I kind of half improvised. But then they called me back and I went to London and met Barbara, Michael, and Mark Forster. And I did the second audition with the right text this time. And I got called back for the third one. And the third one was again in London in Pinewood Studios with Daniel. And that's when I first met Daniel. And after that, I waited for about 3 weeks and I got the answer.
Well, I know you read the script, so you know what you have to expect. Mm-hmm. But, was it even more... some of these scenes, the fight scenes and the fire scene, what did you expect and what was it really like for you to shoot this?
It's true. I didn't realize... because even though you read the script, you never know how exactly what it... I've never taken part in any action scenes. It's the first time. So basically, I didn't even have time to imagine. Also because from the moment I found out that I got the part, I think there was like less than a week that I had to leave. My agent told me, pack your bags, you're leaving. So I went to London and I arrived there and... I met right away with the stunt coordinator, and he told me, look, we're going to train you really hard. That's how it started. And I said, yeah, sure, no problem. And then we started training, and I was like, why didn't you tell me you were going to train me really hard? Because I thought, wow, this is never... I was like, are you sure we're still training? How many hours? 4? And I had 4 hours per day for months, just that, because I wasn't shooting. They brought me there a month before, just so I get it, in shape, and I know what to do and how to do.
Had you seen the Bond films growing up?
Growing up, no, but much later, yes.
So you're familiar with it.
Yeah. Of course,
I'm familiar. Just to follow up, what kind of training did they put you through?
Fight training. So that one, I had 4 hours per day every day. And then I had, we learned how to skydive, and we had to go into this wind tunnel, which is outside of London. We did that 2-3 times per week, too. And then also I learned how to use a gun, how to strip them apart, put them back together, how to aim, how to load a gun, all those things.
But out of all of the stunts that you did, what was the scariest?
To me, it was on the boat. Oh. It was the most difficult and the most like breathtaking, and just like it was like being on a roller coaster, It just was wow, really, really a lot of emotions.
Was that on a
because it was just going so fast. So
was it on a gimbal or were you actually?
No, it's no. That's the thing. I would have been scared if it was. No. Oh. That's the thing. It was all for real. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Otherwise, I wouldn't.
You're the first Bond girl character. I hate to use the Bond girl terms, but you know what I mean. Who doesn't hook up with Bond really? Mm-hmm. So and she mirrors his revenge motives and everything. Did you think that was really cool when you read it? That she's got her own thing going.
Sure, I was very happy.
As a woman, that made you happy.
Yeah. I'm very happy. I'm very happy that she. I'm proud that she doesn't sleep with Bond. it's okay. He slept with all of them in 21 movies.
Yeah,
all right. Here is for a change.
when you're shooting.
But he was behaving well, so we gave him a kiss.
Yeah.
When you're shooting a Bond film, do you all of a sudden have a lot more friends that want to visit you on set? Say when you're in London. and shooting.
Oh.
So I'm just curious if you had a lot of friends who wanted to visit you while you were filming something like
Oh, but
that.
did you say that, or did you say you suddenly have
more
a lot more friends? that is true, too. Suddenly I have a lot of friends, or like people that, you know, haven't spoken to me in years, and suddenly, like, yay, I'm so happy. Yeah, right. You know, where were you there before, you know? It's weird people, and, you know, of course, I'm sure it was coming, and they're going to say, oh, and she became, became a star, she doesn't want to communicate. No, you didn't want to communicate for years, and then you're suddenly very interested. You know how it's, so I thought it's so easy to turn things around. Probably, like, when they speak about others, you say, oh, you know, we were friends, and then one day he became, and then, you know, he wouldn't talk to us anymore. Yeah, but what they're not saying is that they didn't give a shit about the person for years, and then suddenly they're coming. That's easy, you know? No. I appreciate people that were there when I was nobody, and they were with me, and my real friends, you know, not the people that just suddenly falling from the sky on my head.
This has been a good year for you. I think you have another project that just came out recently. Maybe this...
Max Payne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How was it? I didn't see it.
It was number one this week.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're the number one.
I know. I did. They told me on TV that it was coming out. I didn't know. I was in the you know, doing this little show, you know, for the morning, and like, yeah, so you have this movie that's coming out today. And I said, it was live. And I said, really? Which one? And he said, Max Payne, you don't know. I said, no. That was before yesterday. I said it on Good Day LA. I said, really? What are you talking about?
Did you film Max Payne before Bond?
In the middle.
Like
I was doing Bond, and then they flew me to Toronto for a week. It's a small part. I had like 4 days of shooting, and then I went back to Bond. It was just
wow.
Yeah.
So what have you done anything since Bond?
I mean, they requested me. They wanted me to be in the movie. So.
Well, that's a good
I never did a casting. I never did, they just said okay. I said okay. It's a small part.
Well, I wanted to ask you if you've shot anything since Bond, or are you getting ready to shoot anything?
I finished this Israeli film, which I shot in Israel for 2 months. Basically, after I finished Bond, I went straight to Israel. It's crazy. I didn't even have any vacation. I won't do this anymore. Now I learned. It's too tiring. But I stayed. It's an Israeli film called Kirot, which means walls in Hebrew. And I just shot with all Israeli people, Israeli director, actors, team, and then there was me, the only, you know, the foreigner.
What was it like working with Daniel? I wondered, you know, because you're coming into a franchise that was already set up. Was he kind, or did he just stay in jail? Uh-oh, she's left.
He was kind.
What was he like to act?
He was very sweet. No, he's a very good actor, and he's very professional. Always ready, like always into his thing. You know, he's James Bond.
He seems very intense.
He's James Bond even in life.
Oh, okay.
No, but he's very, like, you know, on the set. I saw him on the set. He was always already James Bond. Even before, you know, he was really into it, like really concentrated and focused on that, which is great. You know, he's totally into his role, into his character. And no, very good, encouraging. When we did all those, stunt scenes and on the boat, he was encouraging me. He was like, look, when you're going to watch the movie, you're going to be so happy you did it. And I'm like, yeah, sure. I am very happy, you know. I'm actually, because I know how difficult it was to do. I'm like, yeah, I did. You know, I know what I did.
You were afraid of heights, because in the press kit it said you're a little afraid of heights.
Yeah, I don't like heights.
So the balcony thing kind of scared you? Or
Yeah. I was, first, oh, let me get used to that. I couldn't really. So they worked with me. The stunt guys, you know, they took me, they said, look, we're going to show you how it works. So they showed me they showed me that they could do it. When I see people do it, I think, oh, if they can do it, I can do it too. Mm-hmm. So basically, at the end, I could do it. They made me do it. I learned, you know.
With the boat scenes, was it more a matter of getting kind of knocked around in the boat, or was it just that you felt seasick, or what was your...
I'm not seasick. I love boats, actually. Yeah. I love spending time. I can be on a boat, and you know, for days. I'm lucky with that. But it was the speed, because it was just going so fast, and it was not just going straight, you know.
Yeah.
It was abruptly turning, and And bumping into, do you remember, there's a crash, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was in the boat when we crashed. It's like, they were for real crushing, you know? They were going into these guys, you know, and we were crushing into them. And, of course, you get hit, and you have to hold on. And the guy is like, hold on. And when they screamed, hold on, I was like, okay, what does it mean? You know, it was very hard not to fall out of the boat. That's the thing. Because, actually, that was the only moment where we could hold on, because we were hitting the other boat. So we had to hold on, but we couldn't hold on to anything while because we were fighting there. There is a scene, I don't know if you remember. Mm-hmm. We're fighting, so we're not attached, and suddenly boat is going really fast and it's jumping because there are waves, so it's really unstable. And I have to like get forward and start, you know, and we have to do the whole thing. And there's the text, so it was just really hard physically to stay stable and still to do, you know, our choreography that we rehearsed and everything, you know, just to do it well. It was just really hard conditions because the bone wasn't standing on the place.
We heard there was some very interesting paparazzi all around the set, always trying to get pictures. Was that your first experience with that hardcore paparazzi journalism?
Yeah. No, it's the first time.
And could you just talk a little bit about behind the scenes of dealing with all that? And, you know, was it a pain in the ass? Was it, you know, whatever?
You know, no, it wasn't a pain. You know, because the people that worked on this movie were really professional, and they actually kept us, they really protected us really well. I didn't really, I just heard. I never actually, well, you know, yes, there were guys that were waiting for us at the entrance of the hotel. I forgot. What can you do? You know, it's just they're there. We try to go through different entrances and exits, you know, behind exits, and not to, so they wouldn't take pictures. I mean, the guys in Chile, the guys were sleeping there. They were there at night, yeah. So they get us in the morning because we were leaving really early. Like sometimes we would leave at 4:30 a.m. The guys were there. Okay. I mean, they were sleeping there. I don't know. Otherwise, how would they, you know? They were just ready. It was all dark, and they were there.
So how many months in total were you actually shooting on this, and which countries did you get to go to?
I stayed with the team for 6 months straight, all the time. All the time, because I had to train otherwise. And I went, I shot in Panama, Chile, in London, in Pinewood Studios. I didn't shoot in Austria and Italy. These are the two countries I didn't shoot in.
If you had a choice of one place to go back to, just to spend a week, which
Chile.
One?
Chile. Not a week, months. I love Chile. I want to go back and travel and explore the whole country. I don't know if I'm going to ever have time. I mean, hopefully, but it's because it's just so busy. But
What was it about?
The best landscapes I've ever seen in my entire life. I've never seen something like that. I recommend everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm doing such a good publicity. I recommend everybody to go to that country. It's amazing. First of all, it's long, so there are different climates. You know, the north is very different from the south. And we were only in the north, so I didn't even see the south, but I just heard that it's something totally different. It's very, they have glaciers, you know, it's just amazing. They have deserts, they have mountains, and in the same area, we would start, and it would be really hot, and you know, we would be by the ocean, and then we would drive, and we would have to put gloves, hats, and we would be in the snow, because we would drive up in the mountains, like a few thousand meters, and you're in the winter. It's just they have few seasons within the same, almost you know city. You know, it's just amazing. And it's beautiful, really. It's the desert is just the ground is like red and brown and orange and the, all these colors. You just look and it's just amazing.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
And they have this place, Valle de la Luna. Yeah. And you feel like you're on the moon because there's this salt. They have these salt lakes that are, you know, dry, and it's just covered for kilometers. It's just white. And you think it's snow, but it's salt. Oh. And they have like craters, and it looks like moon. It's amazing. It's amazing. And they have pink flamingos and picunias. It's like, picunia is this animal, I don't know, like...
furry, I think.
It's like between llama and a deer.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're so cute, they're running around. Just, it's so amazing.
Prior to Daniel Craig, did you have a favorite James Bond actor? I mean, who do you think... encapsulated James Bond best.
Daniel Craig.
I mean, when you were a girl, you know. I mean, I guess you said you saw him when you were a little bit older, but yeah. did you have a favorite James Bond, either movie or
well, actor? Probably. I mean, I really think Daniel is, like, really different Bond, and he's seriously, mm-hmm. I really do, because when I watched Casino Royale, I didn't think I was going to do this, and that's what I thought. I remember I came out mm-hmm. of the movie theater and I thought, wow, I really like this film, it was great, I really liked it. Mm-hmm. And also even the Bond girl changed. I thought, wow, this one was really interesting, you know. But otherwise, yeah, Sean Connery was mm-hmm. was pretty good, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, not the only one who
When you got the part, did you do like a crash course and rewatch a whole bunch of Bond movies just to sort of mentally prepare?
I rewatched watched for the first time some old ones that I haven't seen. So yeah, just to see, you know, how they were before, like totally old movies. And I rewatched some that I watched already. Like I rewatched the one with Michelle Yeoh because I knew she was fighting, mm-hmm. and I knew I had a lot of fight scenes that I had to do, and I knew I was going to do it by myself. And so I thought, she inspired me because she's the one who always does all this stunt scene by herself. She's known mm-hmm. for performing martial arts, and she did it so well. And I just watched that movie just to see how. Just for the inspiration.
Which costume did you like best? I've got to ask a girly question. Which costume did you like best or hate? Or
the costume?
That you wore.
My favorite is what I'm wearing in the end. The pants, the cargo pants.
Yeah, I think it's comfy costume. Right?
Yeah, it's comfy. It's totally me. That's what I would wear every day. morning. That's what I feel comfortable with.
So not the black dress that was all cut up or anything?
No, but anything... Anyway, I just like, you know, sports shoes, just something comfortable. And I think it's sexy. Mm-hmm. I think it's really sexy. And the other, you know, the black dress was cute. I mean, it was just, black dress and simple. There were no any sparkles. It's quite plain and, not too, it doesn't stand out too much. Which is good. I think it fits Camille because she doesn't want to attract too much attention because she's, doing her own thing. So she can't do that. So she's going for something quite, how do you call it? Sobre, dark.
What are you working on next?
I'm just in process of reading different scripts and meeting different people and looking, choosing the projects I'm going to work on next, because there are a few and they're all different. I have mm-hmm. some projects from America, some are from France. Mm-hmm. So, we have to see whether I can do everything or I'm going to have to just choose a few. But nothing is... Yeah, sure. I started acting in France. Uh-huh. All my previous movies were in French. Yeah.
I was going to ask you, for the people who don't know, could you talk a little bit about what got you into acting and where you... where did you grow up?
I grew up in Ukraine, and then I went to Paris in 1996. I went there because there was a modeling agency that invited me there to work, so I thought, sure, when you live in a small town in Ukraine, you definitely want to go to Paris. So I thought, that's great, I'll go. I went there, and I stayed, never came back. because I wanted to act always. It's something that I did in school in Ukraine. It was my hobby. I was in the school theater. I looked for acting classes in Paris just to do something different from modeling. And then one day I just thought, okay, that's enough. I have to start doing something. And I went to the acting agency and I just told them I want to act and asked them if they would give me a chance. And they did. I just said, why don't you just call me when you have castings and send me, text, and you don't lose anything. Let me try. Because I need, in order to go for castings, you need an intermediary, like a person who sends you. Otherwise, I don't know what, who's looking for who and where it's happening. So you need someone who calls you and says, this address, this. So you need an agent. Without an agent, it's really difficult. And they gave me a chance, and I started getting parts.
What was on the tape that you sent to, the DVD or whatever, that you sent to Mark? you said he saw all these people's...
Oh, but that's the casting. I didn't send anything. It's, you know, there were three tours, and the first one, of course, was because I'm in France. I guess they threw castings in different countries.
You don't know which films of yours was on the action?
Oh, no. It's not that. It's that there was a, you know... I told you it's that there was a casting director, and I arrived, and I had to do the text.
Oh, so you didn't
it was this audition.
Oh,
yeah, it was this audition. I guess the casting director then sends everything to them.
Okay.
And they just choose, and they choose through.
Enough.
Yeah,
I get it. Okay.
Because they can see that big number. So I think in every country there is a casting director who films girls, and then they choose.
I thought
and
he saw one of your films. I thought that was
one. No. Actually, I think he's never seen anything before he's seen. That's what he told me.
Wow.
And I think someone suggested him to see Hitman, and he said, I don't want to see it. That's what he told me. I said, did you see Hitman? He said, no, they suggested to me. I said, I don't want to see it because I saw what you did for the audition. There was enough. I knew that's what
great.
I'm looking for.
And
so.
You're still living in France?
Yeah.
Paris?
Yeah. But
she's
going to move to Chile.
Paris. Chile. I love that. That's an amazing country.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.